it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up. Come,
Bobby. All right, all right. Welcome to Thursday's show. I am mostly here. I'm about 80% in voice, but 100% in spirit. How do you feel about that, Amy?
I love it.
Yeah. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I have a bit of laryngitis. And I had a bug when I was in Nashville, and I didn't properly smush the bug. And then I got out to California and was dancing and working, and I feel like the bug kind of took me over. Got into my tonsil cords, and yesterday was a replay show because of that. So, but today is live as long as I can go, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was trying as hard as I could.
I know.
And Amy actually sent me a message yesterday and was saying, hey, stop it. I don't even think she wanted to come in today, as a matter of fact.
Well, I was just like, you need to let us handle whatever we can handle to help you for once. Like, you're not, I mean, you're not a machine.
Mm.
So sometimes, especially when laryngitis comes into play, you just got to rest it up and know that we've got your back and we can help you in whatever way we can.
No time for the rest. You know what I mean? Got to work. Got to get in here. They don't pay me to have laryngitis.
I know. We're just trying to have your back, you know?
I know. I know. Well, how are you, Amy? Are you good today?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, I got Amy over there to the left, Lunchbox over to the right. How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm feeling great, looking good, glad to be here. Welcome back, Bones.
What on earth?
I actually came in for a bit yesterday. I just wasn't able to go on the air for a long time. So we talked yesterday, too. But yeah, it's kind of weird that he would say, well, yeah, the whole thing's weird. But you know what? It's Thursday. Let's get rolling. Old Dominion's going to stop by later on and talk because they got Hotel Key, about to be a number one song. And, you know, we're rocking and rolling. Appreciate everybody being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. If you want to help out those affected by Hurricane Florence, just text Red Cross to 90999. Outside of Madison, Wisconsin, a shooter opened fire inside a software company, injuring three before officers shot the suspect. A lot of workers were able to run from the building and others hid to be safe. And finally, in Las Vegas, the iHeartRadio Music Festival, it all starts tomorrow night.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Hey, you know what they call me, Eddie, right?
Of course, country music's youngest historian.
That's right. On this day in country music, hit it.
The Bobby Bone Show.
On this day in
country music.
Garth Brooks had the number one country song with Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Here's a clip of that jam.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
25 years ago today, Garth co-wrote that song with two other writers. He said he was looking for the first single for his album. So they wrote, recorded it in one day. And so, bam, 2 weeks later, it was on the radio. It became his 12th number one 25 years ago today. Police are looking for a man they say used a toddler to steal prizes out of a vending machine game. You know what he did, Lunchbox?
Yeah, he put the kid up in the thing. Like, he took the kid and stuck him in the little slot, you know, where the game, the prizes come out. And he stuck him up in there so he could grab all the prizes.
Several witnesses recorded video of the crime. Boy, crime seems like a big word for this, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what are they, 50 cent stuffed animals?
No, I get it. It's stealing.
Stealing, yeah.
It is. Police say the man had a small girl climb into the bottom of the Keymaster where prizes are dropped off. You know where the claw drops into that hole? But instead, he had a young boy with him and let the kid crawl up in there and get all the toys.
I mean, he beat the system. Is it really stealing? He beat the game.
No.
It is stealing.
It is stealing.
Yes.
Just so, okay, if your door's unlocked and you just, oh, well, I beat the system.
Oh, wow. Good point.
It's unlocked. I can just go rob everything.
All right, you win that argument.
So, but again, what kind of dad does this with their kid? Like, the kid gets stuck in that thing, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It does seem a little risky. And then, like, your kid now forever is like, yeah, when I was little, my dad used to have me steal stuffed animals. Like, I see that showing up in therapy somewhere.
It is kind of bonding, though. And too,
bonding!
Hold on.
They worked as a team.
And as well, let me just say this, that if I were watching this happen, I don't think I would tell. I would just film and send it to my buddies. I know, it's petty. But it's funny. We all laughed. Amy, you're laughing even though we think it's stealing, yes.
Yeah, it's stealing. But and also, yeah, I mean, it starts with this, and next thing you know, he has his kid holding up a bank.
Oh, come on.
Maybe.
Come on.
It's a gateway.
Are you good at these games or no?
With the claw games?
Yeah.
I mean, probably, yeah. I'm back in the day.
Probably.
I haven't played in forever, but...
I don't think I've ever won a prize with the claw game in my life.
Oh, what? I have, for sure. Then you... Yeah, you're not good.
Yeah, you're not good.
Lunchbox, are you good?
I dominate at the claw game. When I used to go to the grocery store with my mom, we'd be walking out, there'd be a quarter to play, and I'm like, Mom, give me a dollar. She's like, no one would win. No one wins. She'd give me a dollar, I'd win 4 stuffed animals.
You're that good at the claw game?
I was that good at the claw game. I am telling you, my whole house had stuffed animals because I would win them all the time in the claw game.
Oh. So if we sent you to a claw game with like $10, you could come back with a bunch of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You give me $10, I can crush a claw game. I need to go and scout them out because you got to find a good claw. Some of those claws, they make really weak, so they don't grab as well. But if I go and investigate, I'll find you a claw and I'll get you some prizes.
What's the secret to finding a good claw?
You just look at it and you just test it out. Do one run, put 50 cents in or however much it costs and watch the claw. And if it's the little lever things, the claw grabbers are weak, you can tell the weakness and they won't grab a stuffed animal. I can spot a weak claw when I see one.
I think 50 cents is from back in the day, Papaw, more so than now.
He hasn't played in a while.
Yeah, he hasn't played. I take a nickel and I go to the claw machine. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Brothers Osborne announced their next single, I Don't Remember Me Before You. Here's a clip of it.
I heard I was a wild one. I feel like a child song.
I love that song. I love that record. I think it's my favorite song in the album. It's even got a parenthesis. It's like, I didn't used to me, parenthesis, whatever it is. It's a good one. What else, Morgan, number two?
Jason Aldean is bringing his concert for The Cure to Nashville. It's set for October 3rd, and all the money is going to fight breast cancer.
Where's he playing that show? Do we know where that is? Because that'd be a big one. That guy, like, he does his other one in Georgia, like his home state, raises a bunch of money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else?
And Carrie Underwood was announced as a performer at the American Music Awards, which will be airing on October 6th.
That's cool.
Wait, when is she having her baby?
Not yet. Not yet. She got a little bit. She can still be out doing things, performing. I think it's several months away.
Is it?
Like a handful, maybe.
Huh. How about that? All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I saw this on Reddit, the website. So, Paul Creek and Bald Mountain both had fires in Utah, and 1,300 firefighters have been working around the clock to contain it, to protect homes in the area. 6,000 people have been evacuated. And the picture that I saw, the firefighters went into a house, and one of the families left a note and said, "Hey, we have evacuated. Hey, firefighters, there are drinks and food. There's fridge in the other porch. Eat. Take care of yourself. Thank you."
Oh, that's awesome. I love
Isn't
that.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that too. And now firefighters out there saving lives and protecting people's stuff, and people left but are still looking out for them. That's Tell Me Something Good. I like that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Two guys were arrested after they broke into a farm, and they were breaking into the shed, stole a bunch of lumber, and they're trying to drive off the farm. Only problem is they got their truck stuck in a manure pit full of stolen lumber. They're stuck in the manure pit, and they had to call the police and say, "Hey, we're stuck. You're going to have to come get us out."
Yeah, that stinks. I always like it when criminals have to call on themselves because they've made, like, when people get stuck in chimneys, my favorite criminal stories. Like, someone's trying to climb into a house and they get stuck. Those are my favorite. Like, a guy's trying to rob a house and he's like, 911, it's Chuck. Stuck in the chimney again. Or, hey, I'm in the truck, stuck in the poop pile. Trying to steal the lumber.
It was a stinky situation.
Yeah, Bobby, did you even catch on to how right after you said that, you go, "That stinks"?
I said that?
Yeah. I don't even think you realized, and I didn't. Like, oh, haha.
I did not. No. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting.
transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. May have a drink of water. My voice is still a little crummy, as you can hear, but I'm here. How do you feel about that, Aim? What's the line I need to walk?
I don't know. I feel like we're tiptoeing right now. We're tiptoeing.
Are we?
Because if we start to hear it crack or do anything, then it starts to fade. Like, I feel like there's moments where I'm like, oh, wow, he sounds really good. And then I hear the crack, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, it just makes me nervous that, you know, that means 5 minutes from now you may not be able to talk.
Well, let's see how we do.
Okay.
Let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. Lunchbox is up 2-0. Give me that music, please, Raymond. I will ask Amy 3 questions that Lunchbox will know. I'll ask Lunchbox 3 questions that Amy will know. We'll see who scores the best. Amy, you're up first. Here we go. What baseball team plays at Wrigley Field?
I'm going to answer this slowly because sports are the ones that really mess me up. But it's the Chicago Cubs.
Same field that I threw the first pitch out a few weeks ago. It is the Chicago Cubs. There you go. One point for Amy.
Thank you.
Good job.
Wow.
Amy, what's the difference in cars between a coupe and a sedan?
A coupe has 2 doors and a sedan has 4.
Correct.
Woo! Wow. Yeah! On fire!
Nice work.
Amy.
Yeah.
How many total balls are there in a game of pool? Total balls on the table.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, five. Okay, hold on. I know this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
15 is your answer?
Yeah! Is that right?
Incorrect.
Oh. How many is it?
Lunchbox, you can steal.
16.
The cue ball, 16.
Wow.
I forgot the cue ball. You're
you
right.
Did.
I forgot the little white ball that you hit it with. So
that's right.
Stupid.
Well, I don't know about that, but you didn't get it.
Not you, me.
Lunchbox, over to you. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Here we go. Garter, seed, and herringbone are types of what?
Garter, seed, and herringbone.
Yep, types of what?
Garter. Legwear.
Ooh, legwear. That is incorrect. Amy, you can steal. Correct. Knitting patterns or stitches.
Ooh.
Yes. Wow.
I was thinking garter belt. You know, you go get the garter.
Lunchbox. The TV show Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
You watched that, right?
Yeah.
Took place on what fictional
Wisteria
street?
Wisteria Lane.
There you go. Got it.
Stop. Come on now. Woo. I know that.
The score is now 3-2. Lunchbox, you need this to tie.
Yeah.
September's birthstone is sapphire. What color is a sapphire?
Pink.
Oh, he said pink.
And that's right. Ding!
Woo! It is incorrect.
What?
Amy, would you have known that?
I do know it.
What is it?
I do know it because, and if my husband's listening, FYI, he knows that I want a ring with some sapphires in it, and it's blue, dark
that
blue.
That is correct. Amy's the winner. Play her song, everybody. There she goes.
Oh, Amy's basically a dude. That's
Stop
what she
it.
Said when I got girls.
Yeah, when he got... yeah.
They're playing to 10. Lunchbox is now up 2-1. Amy gets her first victory of the season. Congratulations to you, Amy. You
Thank
good?
Thank you. Yeah,
yes,
finally.
Yes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox is telling me about Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams. Now, Sarah Hyland is from Modern Family. Wells Adams was a radio DJ. I guess he still is a radio DJ here, huh?
Well, he lives in California, but yes, he still is on the air here.
So then he went on The Bachelorette, didn't win, but now he's on Bachelor in Paradise as the bartender, is that right?
Yes, he serves everyone's drinks, and he gets all the gossip, and he gets everybody gives them advice also on how to handle their relationships.
So they've celebrated 1 year, but why is this so fascinating to you?
Well, because this is Wells Adams. He was a nobody, really. A nobody, just a regular old dude.
Well,
working.
That's rude. He was not a nobody.
Everybody's
I like the guy.
Somebody.
Well, I like Wells. I'm saying compared to Sarah Hyland, he was a nobody. He went on The Bachelorette, didn't win, which is okay. And he parlayed that into this girl who is a superstar in the acting world. And so I'm just, all I can see is they've been together a year. And I think this could be Bobby's story. You are in L.A. for Dancing with the Stars. You're out there. You're a radio guy, just like Wells Adams. You could be following the same path as Wells Adams.
Amy, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, everyone has a different path. I mean, I guess in Lunchbox's mind, you need to be meeting an actress that's making a ton of money per episode.
$110,000 an episode is what she makes.
I knew he would know exactly what she makes.
That's so funny that he knew that, though.
So, I mean, I don't think you need to follow in Wells' footsteps. Like, you're fine.
No,
like,
he needs to find an actress. This is his chance.
I'm not trying to find an actress. Ugh. Let me say this. I have a little something going on right now. Not even just the Dancing with the Stars stuff. Like, in my personal life, there's a little something going on.
Famous?
I mean...
I need to know.
At this point...
Yeah?
I'm just going to say there's just a little something going on.
Right, but, like, actress, singer, famous... I mean, what level, like... Instagram followers? Are we talking millions?
I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about somebody that I can talk to, somebody who's strong, independent. That's all. Go ahead, Aim.
Over under. Who has more Instagram followers?
Yeah.
Who are the me or her?
Well, whatever's going on in your life, I don't know. Like,
no, I'm not going to answer that. But I just don't think right now. I'm trying to learn how to dance. Obviously, as you can tell by my voice, I'm not all the way there. You know, I love puppies. You know, I like
no, we
to
got
get...
all that. Quit trying. Oh, you're trying to avoid. What is she like?
Oh, it's not even a thing yet. A thing thing.
Does she like to dance?
It's new.
Is it new? Like, what do you mean when you say it's not a thing thing yet? Does that mean it's like on your vision board or?
No, it's more than on a vision board, but it's not a thing thing.
Okay, a thing.
That's why I don't feel comfortable saying anything.
Well,
Mike D and I lived
posted when it's a thing thing.
Mike D and I are living together in a 2-bedroom apartment. I mean, living together. I'm here until I get kicked off this show that starts Monday, and I could get kicked off Monday. But yeah, we're basically living together right now, so he knows what's up. Pretty much just him. Do you know what's up, Amy, or not?
I mean, yeah. Pretty sure I know what's up.
Kind of.
But I don't, you know, I'm just trying to...
We need to have a talk after the show.
Yeah, we do.
I sort of know what's up. I'm just trying to keep it a thing and not a thing thing. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Hey, our buddies from Old Dominion are here. Everybody, clap your hands for our buds.
Yeah.
Look at this, guys. Coming on. Hello, fellas.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, I know a couple nights ago you guys did a show at the Ryman, and you didn't know Kenny was going to come out. Kenny Chesney was going to come out and surprise you guys, or no?
No, we had no clue. No clue at
really,
all.
Though?
We were about to play the next song, and our tour manager, Tommy, came on the talk back and was like, do not start the next song.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney's here. He's about to come on stage.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he just shows up, and then what? You play Save for Rainy Day?
Yeah, we played Save for Rainy Day. I mean, we spent, you know, summers playing that song with him. And so at the end of the tour this year, I texted him and said, hey, man, we're doing this thing at the Ryman. It'd be cool if you came down. I didn't expect him to. And he was like, man, I'm going to be out of the country, probably on a boat somewhere. But text me closer to it. And so I texted him like 3 days before, and he didn't respond. So I figured he was probably... where he said he was going to be.
On a boat.
Yeah, on a boat. And then turns out he just decided to show up.
The guys from Old Dominion are here. Now, last year you won the ACM Award for Vocal Group of the Year. Now, you're nominated this year at the CMAs. Now, since you've won, I mean, is there a bit of pressure now that you feel like you're in the mix? And is there going to be real disappointment if you don't win?
Yeah, we're going to throw a tantrum if we don't win.
But I know it's a real thing now. Like, yeah. you won that award. Like, real, you a little bit, you got to kind of be up a bit.
For sure. Yeah. I think, we have some like, pressure on us a little bit.
And you should.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. But
I don't mind it.
Yeah, it feels good to have we work well under pressure. So, you know, we feel good about what we're doing. So, if we don't win, of course, I think we'll be bummed a little bit. But if we do... Man, that's just another thing that's happening to us that's kind of hard to believe, but it feels amazing already to just be there.
Well, if you don't win, you can lay back on your 5 number one single and be like, I guess we're doing all right.
Exactly.
Hey, let me play me a little clip of Written in the Sand, Raymundo, please.
Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can?
we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand.
Tell me about this song, boys. Give me a little backstory on this one.
About that one?
Yeah.
That was actually one of the last songs that we recorded right before we went in and when finished our album, really. And me and Brad and Trevor and Shane McAnally wrote that song. I had this line written down, Stars of the Sand, and it was just that kind of idea. And then we sat in the room, and as we do as songwriters, and you know, Shane started doing his thing where he's like, are we a backseat? And we're like, oh, that's cool. And it was just, it wasn't a hard ride. It happened pretty quick. And then we turned it into an old man jam, and then we took it in the studio and hipped it up a little bit. Yeah.
That is a good one. Give me another clip, Raymundo, from these guys.
You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
Tell me about this one, boys.
Yeah, this one we wrote, Brad and Matt, and I wrote it with Jesse Frazier. He came out on the road with us one time, and we were all crammed in the back lounge of our bus, and we had no idea that day. You know, I think Jesse just had a little track, and Matt just started saying whatever the came, you know, first thing that came to his mind. He said, I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it. And we all went, oh, that's really cool. What's that? So we didn't really have a hook or any idea. We just started kind of chasing that down the road. And at some point, like, I don't know, maybe an hour or two into it, I think I said, you got to live like there's no such thing as a broken heart. And we were like, oh, that's the whole song. Like, that's it. It was weird because that normally doesn't happen where you find the hook
halfway through the song.
Yeah.
Old Dominion's here. Let me ask you this, because you come up and you do our show. I know it's early, but when you go do the Today Show, for example, like, what is that like to get there and have to sound check? Like, what's the morning wake-up routine like?
It's pretty strange, because you wind up, like, we usually stay somewhere, you know, close to Times Square when we do those shows, and you go walking through Times Square at, like, 3:34 in the morning, and there's nobody out there, so it is pretty eerie, and it is pretty cool, though, but it's mixed for a long day, for sure.
Does it feel super artificial, meaning there really aren't a lot of people around and you're playing for millions? Does it feel like you're in a bubble?
I mean, I feel like at this point we've played everywhere, any kind of venue that we could. So it's just like, okay, put us here. And now we play this song here. It's not that bad, you know, and those people, it's like here, you know, you guys are in the room and we play for you. And it's kind of the same thing as there.
Well, to be fair, I'm not actually in the room right now.
Yeah.
Feels like you are, though.
Here in spirit.
I know.
That's okay.
Before we went on, they were like, hey, can you dance? And I was like, can you? So, I'm struggling a little bit over here, boys.
I'm sure you're doing fine.
Yeah, I've seen some clips.
You guys ever think about busting out like a routine in the middle of a show? Like,
Trevor's always
everybody?
Trying to get us to do that, man. But we're
why? Why would y'all joking. Be like a you know a boy a legit Backstreet boy,
boy
situation?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's funny. Like my kids dance competitively, and like I'll goof around with my son, and I'll start doing moves. I'll be like, "Come on, I'll freestyle batty you." And he just looks at me, and rolls his eyes. He's like, "I would absolutely crush you."
Man, Old Dominion, they got all the hits, 5 in a row. About to play the next number one, Hotel Key, which. Listen, I love the song, but if I'm being super honest, I think, guys, before it was top 30, Amy was like, this is my favorite song. Like, before it was even, like, really played on the radio, Amy came and said, this is my favorite song. And I was like, look, because, you know, I love Stars in the City. I'm a big fan of the record. And Amy's like, this is the song. And then we've watched it climb, and Amy has been the biggest advocate for
That's
the sucker,
awesome,
man.
We've seen
right,
it. We're going to send a fruit basket your way.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I don't want to get... I think somebody maybe... I could say I was a little obsessed with it. So I don't want to... I got to play it cool right now since they're in the room, but yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, we're going to play it now. I'm glad you guys stopped by and said hello. You know, to much success, and check out Happy Endings, and check it all out. Just quality stuff, man. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor
thank
to be guys. Here this week. Really, thank you for having us in. We love being here.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Hey, they banned a triathlete from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant because he ate about 100 plates of fish. Isn't that so funny?
He's training, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. He's burning a lot of calories.
Don't say it's all-you-can-eat if it's not all-you-can-eat. He didn't do anything illegal. So he goes in. He's an Ironman competitor. He goes in $18.49. He sat down at the table, and he did not stop until he had put down 100 plates of sushi. Isn't that so funny?
That is awesome.
Bobby, I feel like you need to start hitting up all-you-can-eat buffets.
Oh, I'm telling you, Amy.
It's like you're basically an Ironman athlete at the moment, but dancing.
I don't know about Iron Man.
Well, you're burning probably Iron Man status type calories.
I've lost all muscle tone in my body.
Really?
Because I don't have any time to lift weights because I'm working radio or I'm dancing or I'm eating or I'm doing interviews.
So how much weight have you lost?
I don't know because I won't weigh myself, but...
Oh, you're not weighing. Okay.
Mm-mm. I've lost a lot of muscle tone and like it's all skinny except for like my belly because I'm just eating anything I can get around. So it's like... Bleh.
So but, your belly's like... But your abs look like when you post videos dancing, they look not... Bleh.
Yeah, that's an old one. But yeah, I've probably lost some weight. I need to go do what this guy does, though.
Yeah, hit up those buffets. Some of my friends are like, God, man, what's Bobby's life like right now? He's getting to like, first of all, it's like your job right now to block out this time to work out and dance. And it's still something that's super fun. I know it's grueling and hard and difficult, but like you're making all these fun memories. So you're getting to dance and burn calories and eat whatever you want. Like, and you're living the girl's dream right now.
I am. Listen, it's hard for me. It's not hard for everybody else because they kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think I came in at such a level of being behind all the other people that know how to dance a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That when I go, man, it's grueling. It's not grueling for everybody. Not as grueling. Some of these people have danced for 15 years. And so they come in, they learn their dance, they go home.
Yeah.
Me, lights come on, I'm there. Lights go out, I don't want to leave. But I have both of my dances for the first week. They've never made people learn two dances the first week before, ever.
Have you already done a fitting for your outfit?
I do that today, actually.
Okay, because
for my first outfit.
Wondering, like, if you keep losing weight, you're going to have to keep getting more fittings so your clothes don't fall off when you get out on stage.
I know, and I hope people listening will vote for me Monday night and Tuesday night, but that's the only way I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We've got anybody listening that's going to watch and vote, we've got to vote on all the platforms, online, phones.
Yell out your window. All the things.
Yeah, whatever you can do. Knock on your neighbor's door.
I am getting to the point now where I'm a little exhausted of just training all the time. Like, I'm ready. Do you want to come? Amy, you can come this week.
What? How would I come?
Well, so I found out that they just told me, I have 8 tickets.
Oh, wow.
And so I think like 5 of them are already taken by people that are already here. And so I was like, well, if Amy and her husband want to come out, you're welcome to come to the first episode.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you. I mean, I'll be super close to there because I'm going to be in Las Vegas, but.
Oh, that's true. You can just come after iHeart Festival.
Mm-hmm. That'll be super close. But I'll talk to you offline.
Offline. Stop it.
Roger that.
I told you, when anyone just comes in to watch me dance in practice, I get a little tight, a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a whole room full of people and cameras and I'm on national TV dancing live, I'm going to be going out of my skull.
No.
I can't even imagine.
It's crazy.
And it's going to be so crazy. And I have terrible days too, where I'm just like, I'm never going to be able to do it. And then I have days like I trained yesterday and I finished and I thought, well, that wasn't a good day, but I made some progress. Because I have 2 dances. Whatever. It's crazy fun, meaning I like a challenge. So Monday night, Dancing with the Stars. They've had 27 seasons, which so I was doing the math. So I'm like the 300th biggest celebrity.
300th?
Well, I mean, look at 12, 13 people a season for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of people on this show. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Miss Denise, a school bus driver, she hadn't been feeling well, but she thought she could make it through her shift. But then her vision got blurry, so she's driving a bus full of kids. So she's like, okay, I gotta pull over. And she doesn't remember what happened next, but she was told that 4 of the teens on the bus came to her aid and rescue. They lifted her from her seat, laid her down on her back. Someone called 911. They followed instructions from the 911 operator on how to best help her. And they kept her, you know, safe until EMS could get there and police arrived and then took her to the hospital for treatment. And Miss Denise is like, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for those awesome students on my bus that helped me.
That's crazy.
I know. Like teenagers normally be like, oh, what's wrong with you? I'm on my phone.
Oh, is that what they do, Amy?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there
But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I got to tell you, Amy, I ordered some food the other night. I get a Uber Eats. Where you get on this app and you order your food and then an Uber driver picks it up and drives it over to you, and it was from an Asian restaurant. And I like those shishito peppers. Are you familiar with those?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And like one out of eight or something's hot. I'm not sure what the mathematical equation is. It was the hottest thing I ever had in my life. It was the hottest. There was nothing I could do. It felt like there was fire sitting on my tongue and I could not get it off.
Oh, that's
I turned the water on. My tongue's underneath it. I'm drinking coconut water. I'm spitting it out. I'm brushing my tongue. Ugh. I'm doing I could not get the heat off my tongue. And
is it still there?
No, but it was there for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
I don't understand how people eat hot stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I know what you're supposed to do, and which I don't really do dairy milk, but dairy milk is supposed to be the cure for hot stuff in your mouth.
Do people who like hot things like that feeling, or do those hot things not affect them like that?
I think it's that everyone's affected differently. Because my husband can handle way more hot things than I can. Like, he'll eat it and love it and does not affect him. And I'll eat something and I'll be like, whoa, too much, can't handle it.
I'd never had something. I mean, what, 30 minutes later, Mike D? I was in our little apartment just going, dude, I can't do anything. It was so hot. Do you guys like hot things or no? Around the room, lunchbox?
Yeah, I like hot things. My favorite thing is jalapeno chips. Ooh, woo-hoo, I love them.
Are jalapeno chips hot?
Yeah.
I mean, mildly tangy.
I felt like I ate a ghost pepper. That's what I felt like I ate. So,
Eddie, you have to like the hot stuff, right?
I do. And the older I get, my taste buds, I guess, are numb to things now. So nothing's really hot to me anymore.
Why are you jumping on Eddie? Because he's Mexican?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Eddie, our video guy. Amy assumed he liked hot things.
She was right, though. She was right.
I was right. Actually, he happens to be Mexican, but it's because he's from South Texas. Like, most people, even if they're, I don't care their ethnicity, if you're from South Texas, you like hot things.
Well, Lunchbox likes pepper chips, so.
He likes jalapeno powder.
Hold on. When I eat Blue Apron, it says make it as spicy as you want. Add as much of the spice. We always add all the spice because we like spicy things. So
such a rebel.
Okay. You know what?
You're hardcore.
That's it. I'm going to eat a jalapeno today just to prove you guys wrong.
Okay.
Well, it's also a kind of jalapeno, too, because I can eat some jalapenos.
Seeds.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Time for the morning corny. Over to Amy.
The morning corny.
What's the medical term for owning too many dogs?
What's the medical term for owning too many dogs?
A roverdose.
Clap it up. There it is. There it is. Come on. Thank you.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan, number two, runs all of our social media and our website. She's also the youngest on the show, and we often wonder, what do 24-year-olds care about? Here we go.
Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about?
We have officially gotten the first full trailer for Mary Poppins Returns, and it shows Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins, as well as Lin-Manuel Miranda and Meryl Streep in their roles.
Hey, so, but what's the purpose of this show, this movie?
It's basically a sequel, and it's set 25 years after the original.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just a remake of Mary Poppins. So she's older and wiser now, and the guy from Hamilton's in it?
Yeah, and it's basically a modern Mary Poppins.
Love it.
Well, that's what 24-year-olds care about. Thank you very much, Morgan, number two.
Yeah.
Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about?
Bones.
So I guess Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got married for real, huh?
Oh, it happened?
Well, the headline I have here says Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are officially husband and wife.
Oh, dang. I missed the whole wedding.
Oh, you didn't get invited?
Guess not.
People magazine reports they exchanged vows in a New York City courthouse.
Oh, okay.
Sources are saying Justin did not demand a prenup.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Amy, aren't you so anti-prenup?
Yeah, I am. I think it's cool, but I'm shocked that he didn't. But love is love. Love is love.
My theory is I'm never getting divorced anyway, so what's the difference if we sign an insurance paper? I'm not trying to get in a car wreck, but I haven't. But okay, this is not that, right?
This is not that. But maybe she does. I mean, she's a Baldwin. She maybe has a lot going on.
Doesn't matter. It's not about what you had.
She has a lot going on moving forward.
He's deeply in love. Justin honestly believes that Haley is his soulmate. She's worth about $2 million.
Oh, okay.
Justin's worth about $250
million. Oh!
That hurt you, Lunchbox?
Yeah, he needs to get a better business manager because he made a terrible decision not signing a prenup.
No, he didn't.
Love is love is love.
Yeah, I mean, I understand love is love, and I love a prenup.
And most of these Hollywood relationships work out.
Yeah,
duh.
All the time.
Did you get a prenup, Lunchbox?
No, I didn't get a prenup. I don't have anything, man.
Well, but you aspire to get things. Like, you have big dreams.
Yeah, I do have big dreams, and when those come, we'll sign a contract that she doesn't take it.
You have a baby now. You're done, dude.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Justin has applied for dual citizenship. He will retain his Canadian citizenship. He will also become an American citizen as well. Justin was born in Ontario, Canada. So I'm going to give you guys an easy U.S. citizenship test, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Write your answer down here.
Okay.
Yeah, Raimundo, if you have that American music, play that, please. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these three words? The first three words of the Constitution are what?
I'm in.
Oh, that's easy. I'm in for the win.
Amy?
We the people.
Lunchbox?
The preamble, we the people.
Wait, what?
He's showing off.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called the preamble.
I'm asking for the first three words only.
We the people.
Okay, correct.
I had to memorize that in fourth grade.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Huh?
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Oh, that's that.
Oh my gosh.
It's thou shalt not kill neighbor.
Those are the 10 commandments.
Oh my goodness.
From Amy, Moses.
Amy, let him.
Oh, okay.
Wait, now I can't. I don't know. I know this, but I can't think of it.
Thank you, Amy.
Oh, shoot.
I'm in for the win.
I don't even know.
Amy?
I don't know.
Lunchbox?
I have changed it to Bill of Rights.
Yes, that's it.
It's the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Amy, he was going with the Ten Commandments until you said...
Well, I know. He was joking.
Nope.
I don't think he was.
Okay.
What are the three branches of the U.S. government?
I'm in.
Hold on. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Checks, balances, and veto.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is going to make up for my dumb Bill of Rights brain.
Hey, Lunchbox, I'd like to hear that again, please. The three branches of the government.
Checks, balances, and veto. Because you have to have veto power to make sure they don't get out of control.
Just missed it. Amy?
Judicial, executive, and legislative.
Correct, Amy.
Thank you. Dang.
What do we have here, a tie?
Yeah, we're tied.
Tiebreaker.
Okay, are we in America yet?
No, I'm not. I don't know the Bill of Rights.
How many U.S. senators are there?
What?
Oh, crap.
I'm in. Sure. I'm in for the win.
How many U.S. senators are there? Lunchbox.
I mean, there's 52 states, so 52 people.
What?
52? Oh, my goodness.
What? You're joking.
No, okay, got it right.
What was the 52nd state added to the union?
Well, I think it was either Hawaii or Alaska were the last one.
Who is 52, though?
Hawaii, I think. I'd go Hawaii.
Hawaii was the 50th state.
Okay, there's so not, then Alaska was 52?
There's not 52 states. Unless you're counting Pluto, and that's, you know.
Oh, that's a dwarf state.
They've now said Pluto's a planet again. But
oh, can we stop with that? It's either a planet or not a planet, but I did not know that. Okay, so I'm going to say we got two extra for Washington, D.C., because it's not a state, and Puerto Rico, so 52.
Amy?
100.
100 senators is correct. Two for each state. 50 states.
Thank you.
Well, I was on to something with the two.
Amy, who's the father of our country?
Father Abraham had many sons.
Many That's the sons Bible.
We keep going to the, I mean, the father, the founder.
Who's known as the father of our country?
George Washington?
Correct. There you go.
Yeah. Ooh, good one.
She's the winner. Hit that song right there.
Yeah, Amy.
There,
she goes.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Except for the old Bill of Rights, you did pretty good.
I know, thanks. I knew I wasn't going to think of it. It just was having a little moment.
Well, you won passage to the country. Lunchbox did not. Lunchbox is still in. Where are you, Lunchbox?
I'm in the 52nd state. I'm waiting for us to get admitted.
Bohemia? Is that what you say?
I am part Bohemia. My grandma is.
Yeah.
No, there she is from. Oh, my goodness, you guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A California town appoints Max the Golden Retriever as a mayor for the fifth term.
Wow.
The people of Idlewild, California elected a dog as the mayor of their town. The Golden Retriever Maximus Mighty Dog Mueller II, also known as Mayor Max, has been the incumbent for 5 years, preceded by his uncle, who is also named Max. Wait, how does that work? How do you have a dog for mayor?
Yeah, I don't know, but cats get elected too.
Wait, what's happening in this town?
I don't know. My uncle was mayor of a really small town once, and we were all
Your
shocked.
Your uncle's a human.
I know, but we were still shocked because, like, of his personality. We were like, and he was mayor for like 18 years. So, I mean, it happens.
Well, I guess the dog appoints a chief of staff that actually does all the work.
Oh, well, goodness. I mean, yeah, you have to have somebody that can, like, communicate and sign things. But I mean,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just wonder, like, if this offers you any hope for being governor of Arkansas, because, what? I mean, if a dog can become mayor.
Then what? Then I can become governor? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Yeah. I do feel like I'll be governor of Arkansas one day.
Plan on running?
Oh, absolutely. Not even a second thought.
Okay. I mean, no. I mean, I just wonder, I feel like we need updates on that from time to time, like, if you're still considering it. And I feel like there's certain things in your life, like Dancing with the Stars, is going to make you more of a household name. So when people go to that voting booth, they're going to be like, I remember that guy. He can dance.
Yeah, I don't know about that part of it. But I do plan. Listen, I thought about running this year, 2018. I ended up not because of Dancing with the Stars.
Priorities.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I do believe in my heart that I will be the governor of Arkansas. Probably 8 years.
Okay.
When I'm 46, that way I can still run for president at like 50, 54.
It's a good age for president.
Yeah, like not too old, but not too young.
You have experience.
Yeah, make my own money.
Listen, that politics is going to age you, though. You need to be prepared for that. Whenever people enter a term when you're voting for them, and then 4 years later, they have aged hardcore.
A lot of stress. It's like me on this show.
It's so much. Whatever. You're like Benjamin Buttons here.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 95, Wesley Ryan had a wife, two kids, and he found out his wife has cancer. She needed surgery. And he said, man, I don't have enough money for the surgery. So he sold his ideal car, his favorite car of all time, a 1993 Ford Mustang, to get the money for the cancer surgery. Well, his kids are adults now. Mom is cancer-free. They went down, tracked the Mustang down, and rebought it for their dad.
Wow, that's a good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I have a story here about a high school doing away with homecoming king and queen.
Come on.
They say it's the greater good. Chelsea High School is bidding farewell to the ever-controversial homecoming queen contest. Just in time for the new school year, the student council board of Chelsea High School has parted ways amid bullying issues. Quote, we don't want one of the biggest awards at our school to be associated with pretty or popular stereotypes. Lunchbox, you don't like this?
This is so annoying. Why can we not have people win things? It's okay to have votes. You have student council where they vote for president. That could be a popularity vote. Just because someone doesn't win doesn't mean it's bullying. I was prom king. People liked me. Sorry, don't take away my glory. Don't take away their glory. What is the harm in having that? I just do not understand taking it away. This is, we are turning into a bunch of sissies.
Amy, your thoughts on them removing the homecoming king and queen and replacing it with excellence award?
I mean, I don't have a problem with king and queen. Maybe I'm just not immersed in the school system and seeing what kids are going through, but I'm fine with keeping king and queen. I lean towards traditional things at times. I know that things change, and if it really is an issue amongst the students and the faculty, then maybe it does need to be reevaluated. What do you think?
Well, I think the fact that there's still an excellence award, still there's a winner. So it's not, there's no winner or loser.
That's a good point.
Oh, but what about those people that don't win the excellence award? We should ban that because that's bullying.
But they're not, though. You're just projecting that onto that. But there still is a competition.
How did you feel as a person in your school, your peers, like you weren't the popular one, you know?
Thank you for reminding me because I just thought I was, I've been feeling pretty popular. Come on, Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, hey, I'm kind of popular. Thank you for taking me back down to earth.
No, I think this is an important thing to consider because I feel like you're one of the, you're a good sample of like what it feels like to be, I mean, we got Lunchbox over here who was Mr. Awesome Prom King, but then you were part of a, you know,
I got beat up and picked on, and I was the poor kid. Yeah,
there was probably no way you were ever going to be prom king. Did those type of awards bother you? Did you still vote and participate and feel happy for whomever won, or what?
Well, I wasn't happy for whom won. I just never thought I would win. I wasn't cool or the best athlete. Or here's my thing about this specifically is that as long as every situation is dealt with individually, like if there's a real problem at the school, they need to address it. I'm not even talking about this problem or this school. It doesn't matter where the problem is. If there is something that's really bad happening, you should always be able to go in and tinker with things.
Yeah.
And so they didn't go, we're not having an award. They went instead of king and queen and basing it on just looks, we're going to do an excellence award that also factors in grades, that also factors in participation in school. All of these are new voting requirements. Things change.
Mm-hmm.
Things morph. And if we're not moving forward, we're going backward.
So in 20 years, people would say, I was prom excellence.
I was excellence award winner at prom. Yeah. Listen, I don't have a problem with if there's a real issue at that school, then they should fix it. The end.
Yeah.
And so I don't think every school should go, we're eliminating king and queen, because some schools may be happening just wonderfully. But I'm okay with them changing its excellence award. Yeah, I have no problem with it. I wish that the excellence award would have been when I was in school. I would have had a shot at it.
Shout out to my niece, who's probably listening right now in West Texas, that legit just won homecoming queen. What up? Hey, Brooke. She really did. I just got the pictures.
Her. Yeah, good for her.
It's awesome.
It's an honor.
Oh my gosh.
And it'll stay with you the rest of your life. You'll feel proud of it 20 years down the road. Just ask me.
And you should. You should. You should. I'm proud for you, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
That's probably your biggest achievement, that or your baby?
Prom King, for sure. A lot of people have babies. Not as many people are named Prom King.
That's a good point there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
How do you feel about Maroon 5 being the Super Bowl halftime act, Amy?
I like it. I'm a little like shocked by it because I'm like, oh, Maroon 5, they don't seem big enough. But I think once they get out there and they start playing all their hits, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they have a ton of hits.
Yes, the ones we don't think about.
And they've been around forever. They were around when we were doing pop rock. Maybe before you, Amy, before you ever joined the show, you were probably still selling granite.
Probably just listening to them on the radio.
Probably just listening to the Bobby Bones Show, calling in like you used to.
Mm-hmm, I did. Yeah. I'm such a loser.
No, callers are good.
Just because
you call them doesn't mean you're a loser.
No, I mean, I just felt like I got way too excited about calling in, which I guess we should say it's not a loser thing because we do love calling.
I love calling. Listen,
I know.
You
I'm
ended
judging
up
myself.
Being a co-host of the show.
I'm judging myself because I remember getting to work that day because I got through. I was in traffic for 45 minutes and you did a segment and you took callers and I got through and I got to be on the radio and I was so excited. And I walked into work and I was so pumped and I was like, y'all, I'm thinking that everyone's going to be like, we heard you on the radio. And then nobody heard me, first of all. And then they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I was on the Bobby Bones Show. And they were like, what? I was like, never mind. Y'all don't even know what's up.
And I didn't even know you.
No.
And then we became friends.
I know.
And then you became a co-host. Lunchbox, what do you think about Maroon 5?
I didn't realize they were still big. I knew they were big back in the day. I went to their concert back in the day, and there was a song, and it was like, standing there in the pouring rain, and I was making out to a chick in the pouring rain at their concert, so that's the only thing I remember about Maroon 5.
You know what he's talking about, Em? So my voice, I don't have a full voice. I'm fighting laryngitis, but it's a... she will be loved. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't mind when every day.
Yeah, save
your voice. Out in the core in the pouring rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
hey, do
girl,
I sound better? Mm-hmm. Do I sound better like that?
That was
like,
pretty good.
Raspy and...
Well,
my company's mad at me. They don't want me on the air today.
Our company?
iHeartRadio?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no. Well, everybody's mad at me because I'm sick. What am I going to do? But I have to sing Saturday at iHeart Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And... they're like, stop, you're hurting your voice. And I'm like, the radio show and the people that listen to the radio show are more important to me.
Yeah. What will you do? Say you have to get out there and sing. You give everybody all you've got anyways. So what if you have to get up there and you have to be like, where the Raging Idiots?
What's that voice?
That's your voice where you can really talk.
Eddie, our video producer, and I are in a band called the Raging Idiots, and we're playing the outdoor stage at our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Which is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be good.
That's super cool.
I got to get my voice back. You know what song I love from Maroon 5?
What?
Is this one right here. Check it out. And then Cardi B comes in. Cardi, drink a Bacardi. Everybody, come on. Let me get a Saudi. Come over to Bobby. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So anyway, they're doing a Super Bowl halftime show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What happened, Amy?
Well, someone was doing a parking lesson, and somehow they wound up with their car in the middle of the community swimming pool. You know how, you know, there's like public pools with like ropes and lanes and people go swim laps and do whatever. Well, imagine you're there chilling at the pool and a car just comes driving right in and sinks to the bottom. Nobody was hurt. Everyone was able to get out of the car, but it was just definitely, little parking lesson incident gone wrong.
I can't park either though.
Oh, but yeah, but you can avoid probably driving into a community swimming pool.
I don't know, Amy. My Jeep is so big.
Yeah. You have trouble parking straight within the lines.
That's called bad parking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a terrible parker. I'm a great driver. Terrible parker. Yeah.
I, on the other hand, am an okay driver, but an excellent parker.
You're not a good driver.
But I'm a good parker.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I nail.
You can parallel.
I can park. I can parallel. I can do it all.
That poor kid.
No.
It wasn't a kid.
It was an old man.
I assumed it was a kid too, but it was older people, like 50s.
Oh. Well, 50s isn't old.
Older than a kid.
Oh.
I didn't say old. I said older because we assumed a teenager. I assumed 16.
Did. Yeah, I assumed teenager.
Yeah.
A man was billboard shamed for not paying his bills. Morgan number two, our 24-year-old digital, was telling me about this. What happened, Morgan number two?
Yeah, so a contractor took to the billboards because he hadn't been paid for his work, and that was his revenge.
Uh-oh.
That's humiliating.
Oh,
yeah.
That's tough because you got to pay for that too, though. As someone who's had to buy billboards before, but also I got shamed in the newspaper once because I didn't pay when I bought my mom a couple acres.
Oh, you didn't pay taxes.
I didn't know. I'm an idiot. So I bought her a couple acres of land and a trailer. That's when I was like, oh, I can finally take care of my mom. And then I didn't pay the taxes on it. And all of a sudden, there's a big article in the paper about how I don't pay my taxes. It was so embarrassing.
Yep.
Then I had to go to jail.
You didn't, because you went and made it right.
Yeah, I just sent a check, and then it eventually got cashed. I hope those taxes... I sold the land since then, so I'm clear, but... Yeah.
So once you paid off, did they go in the newspaper and say, hey, Bobby Bones is all clear. He's awesome.
Now they forgot to put that in the news. Yeah.
They only like to call you out for, you know.
But it worked.
When you owe.
It worked because I was humiliated. A listener found it and said, hey, you didn't pay your taxes. That stunk. That wasn't a good one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so Bobby, I mean, you've witnessed me being a mom for about 8 or 9 months now.
Yeah.
Would you define me as... like a helicopter parent or pretty laid back?
I think your situation's different,
chill.
Though. Like, you adopted two children from another country. So I think you were fairly helicopter at first, but out of necessity. And I think at times, I don't know, I kind of like your style. Like, you border on between cool mom, but still somewhat disciplinarian. I think you got a good balance with the tough hand dealt to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I, but we chose it, and I mean, I'm thankful for it. But so there's helicopter parenting. We hear all about that. And I definitely try not to hover over my kids, that's for sure. But now there's lawnmower parenting. Have you heard of it?
No, what's that?
Okay, it's when parents mow down on any obstacle that might keep their kid from having like the best life possible. And it made me think of you because teachers are now noticing these lawnmower parents because parents protect them from any sort of adversity, struggle, or failure because they feel like failure is going to like ruin their life. So they like, you know, mow over it. They like step in front of it and they're like, no, I got you. But really, kids need to fail, right?
Well, I had fertilizer parents. They just made problems for me like crazy. They grew problems in front of me. They even made the grass, what?
I mean, the way you're saying it is funny, but it's not funny.
Yeah, listen, I think that we get too wrapped up in not letting our kids struggle with adversity because we don't want them to feel bad. We like to protect things that we love. But tough love is also love, too. Mm-hmm. And teaching is a very valuable part of love, and not all teaching is fun.
Right.
So it's a fine line. I don't think anyone gets right, but I'm just going to kind of whenever, you know, listen, I'm an expert parent. What can I say? I have no kids. So yeah. What else you have over there?
Okay. So this is a movement that's on social media right now by teenagers to get their schools to stop making them give presentations in front of their classes, or something we probably all had to do. But they're protesting because they say public speaking makes them anxious and gives them anxiety. And teachers need to recognize that it's real. And if they don't want to speak in front of the class, they shouldn't have to. Thoughts
I'm
on
okay.
that, Governor
I'm
Bones?
Okay with that, though. I mean, listen, if you don't like speaking, and it's not like you're going to go do a big math presentation if you don't want to be someone who does math the rest of their life. You may have to do a little bit of math. I'm okay with that. I think school, sometimes we get focused on all this crap we're never going to do. So you don't want to speak, don't speak. You know, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that.
I know, but I mean, public speaking, that was part of our, like, I remember it being a mandatory thing. So now people can just get out of it.
It's like foreign language. That was a mandatory thing, too. What am I speaking French? Boo, 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 boo. You know?
How many years of French did you take?
4. In college.
Yeah.
You know how much I know?
Well, I took 8 years of Spanish.
How's that working out?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, listen, I'm fine. What do I care? All right, what else?
That's about all I know. Well, we haven't talked about this yet, so I thought I'd bring it up because my sister is in some family betting game where for the football season, and I saw that this gambler won like $84,000 on a $5 bet.
How many games did he parlay there, does it say?
What does parlay mean?
He did 15. He bet every NFL game. All he had to do was pick the winner this past Sunday and Monday night, and he picked all 15 winners. $5 bet, won $85,000.
Yeah, he went 16-0.
Yeah, parlay, Amy, means he has to get every single bet right to win anything, and he won it all.
Oh, it's so crazy. Oh,
well, my sister and I were just talking about this story last night, and she found it interesting because she's learning how they have this family betting game, and they look at the Vegas odds, and there's like her sister-in-law is the commissioner, and my sister's like, we could win a lot of money if we do good at it. My sister has never cared about football in her life, and I'm like, maybe this is something I need to get into to start caring about football.
Well, let us not forget, hashtag never forget, that I was, when Vegas opened up the lines for Dancing with the Stars, I was picked last at 20-1.
Yeah.
Worst odds. Hashtag never forget.
Hashtag.
I'm motivated. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, congrats to that dude on his big win.
All right, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, let's go catch up with Morgan number two. What's happening, Morgan number two, in the world of country music?
Well, Dustin Lynch's favorite female singer, Reba McEntire, was the one who inducted him into the Grand Ole Opry.
I saw that. Yeah, and good for Dustin. Love that he's in the Opry. He loves the Opry. Dustin's a buddy of mine. The day after he was invited, him and I had a good conversation about it, and he was so pumped. And so, yeah, good for him on that. What else?
Brothers Osborne posted on Instagram they were celebrating a young fan who had a sign at their concert that read, "It's all my fault."
Now I saw that picture. I said, "It ain't my fault."
Yeah,
it's all my fault. Yeah, what else you got, Morgan number two?
Garth Brooks wrote a song for the contestant from America's Got Talent. His name's Michael. And not only did he write him a song, but now Michael gets to sing the song during Garth's show at Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. That's cool. A big old 85. Huge. Garth Brooks sold 85,000 tickets in, I think, 3 hours at Notre Dame. I think that guy's got a future. I'm just guessing. You know, I'm known as like the guy who can guess things sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel good about that Garth guy. Anything else, Morgan, number two, before we go?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson is about to get her own talk show, and it's going to be airing right before Ellen's show.
What?
I saw that. Did it get picked up? I know they were doing a pilot. Did the show get picked up?
Yes, and it's going to also include a live component from her tour next year.
Hmm.
Wow. Who knew?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. If I go far in Dancing with the Stars, they're going to offer me The Bachelor. I can already tell you.
How do you... Whoa, hey. It's confident. Are you sure?
You better take it.
I don't think I would take it.
Oh, Lunchbox is going to be so disappointed in you.
Bobby.
If I'm still single and I go top three on Dancing with the Stars, I believe in the ABC family, I would be offered The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, because ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I get what you're saying now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Grocery John Joe is on this season.
Grocery Store Joe.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. At least you got grocery right.
I like that guy. Is that it? Morgan, number two.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, show's over today. Amy, your thoughts on today.
Oh, man, I just need you to rest your voice for the rest of the day. No more talking. That's it.
I know. Me too. Thank you for listening. Lunchbox, you good, bud?
I'm great, man. Have a great day. I hope you get better. I mean, we need you at 100%.
I know. I got to go train, though. I got to get some dancing in. Hey.
No, don't
stop
sing.
Singing.
You're not supposed
what are you
to
doing?
Sing. What are you doing?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
You think this is a big joke?
Yes, I think it's a big joke. Hey.
You're messing with your feet. Oh.
Can you hear my voice breaking down again a little bit, Amy, or
yes.
No?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you I can, so you need
that's
to stop.
Because I'm a freaking Iron Man. I wanted to work yesterday with no voice, but they wouldn't let me. I don't want to let my people down. They come every morning, and they dedicate their morning drive to us. You know what I mean?
No, I totally know what you mean.
I hate it. I hate not being here for our people. And then they yell at me on Twitter, and I'm like, don't you know that I would be there? I would want to be there. Hey.
Okay, great. If you're not able to be here tomorrow because of that.
I know. There's a chance I won't be able to be here.
Exactly.
I know. All right. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show.